You're on Free Radio Santa Cruz.
It's just Bob again. I just wanted to say briefly a couple of comments. It's an honor to be associated with Lanilla Master and David Silva on Rent Control for me. And Rent Control has already had and will continue to have major repercussions in Santa Cruz politics. And an excellent show, Mr. Norris.
Well, thank you, Bob.
All right, take care.
And again, people can help you with the Rent Control Initiative by calling...
Well, 423-4663, which is Linda, or they can call myself, 457-2670, or I'm sure they can call David, and David can direct them where they need to go.
Hey, well, thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
And the we've reached the nearly the end of Bathroom Spears Broadsides, but since the next talk show host has not made her way to the studio, I will take this opportunity to start reading some of these stories that I whipped off the internet. I was able to actually get access to somebody else's internet and do a little whipping, so to speak, and run them by you, see what you think. Here's a story from Denver. Park fence repairs help bring kids back. Opponents call barrier to homeless and drunks unneeded discrimination. Last summer, the only red in sunny Lawson Park was on Budweiser cans tossed aside by loitering drunks. The grass smelled of urine. Few children dared play there. This summer, sweaty little boys chasing golf balls have to tiptoe around red geraniums. The picnic tables are scattered with kids' art supplies. Few transients dare pass out there. A chain-link fence encircles the park like a wiry mother hen, keeping her children out of harm's way. This simple fence was the catalyst for the park's transformation, say neighborhood leaders and city officials. People said nothing could be done. That's just total garbage, said Mark Medden of the Sunny Lawson Park Neighborhood Association, a group of one himself that helped bring in the fence. The Denver Parks and Recreation Department fenced Sunny Lawson Park in June. It's considered temporary, a pilot project to make the park safe for Parks and Rec's children's summer program. Golf, t-ball, even rock wall climbing. Individuals and families are welcome inside the fence when the gates are unlocked to use the playground or basketball court. Of course, that's the opening of the story. The closing of the story, however, you'll have to wait to get, because the little red hen has just broken through my fence and enclosure, and she's made it to the new studio in spite of the obstacle course I set up. Apparently, she didn't trip on the various items on the stairway. So we'll just have to let this particular session go. Bathroom Spears Broadsides, the show you've been listening to, Civil Rights for the Poor in Santa Cruz, the drug war, other topics I cover, will return on Thursday from 6 to 8 in the evening, and we'll be with you then. In the meantime, if you have anything you want to pass on to us to play on the air, 423-HUFF, 423-4833 is the phone number to call. Plus, if you want to write B.E. Smith or other individuals concerning his imprisonment, we'll give you his address at that phone number, 423-4833. Let's go out on a little of this theme song that may be a little familiar to some of you, and I invite you to come on down to the Police Review Board meeting tomorrow at 5:30 to try to get some real police review. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Thanks for listening, and tune in on Thursday.
Got a new queen. Now she and Oliver Ramsey, since I had a girl. Yeah.